Consequence Podcast Network.
Jorge Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks, as always, for making your way here, checking out the series. You know what to do. Like what you see, what you hear, hit that subscribe button. I put out 3 new interviews every single week, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists. Discover some new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify and Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or again, anywhere you get your podcast from, subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest, the one, the only, that I know of at least, Ken Marino. Party Down is back. Party Down Season 3. Ken's going to be dropping by to talk about Party Down. Of course, we remember Ken from so many things. I certainly came of age watching he and the crew on MTV's The State back in the 90s, followed them on to Wet Hot American Summer, and just about everything they've done since then, including, Children's Hospital and Bad Milo, Wonderlust, Dog Days. He's one of my favorite actor comedians out there anyway, so I'm so excited to be talking to him about such a great show. Party Down went off the air, sort of unceremoniously was canceled after only 2 seasons. It is one of the funniest sitcoms It's one of the funniest shows that's ever been on TV. At least that's how I feel about it. Season 3 is even funnier than the first 2. And maybe you're like, no, that can't happen. But I'm not kidding. I have not laughed that hard in such a long time. And it's so great to have the crew back. So that's what Ken and I are going to be talking about. What it's like putting the Ron Donald clothes back on and his haircuts, which it's got its own thing. It's almost like that hair is its own character sometimes. We're going to talk about finding the character growth and what's happened to this crew over the past decade. The nonstop optimism that Ron has, and Ken's physical comedy. He'll talk about it tracing all the way back to a favorite spot in those 90s days, talking about The State, of course. So I want to ask, what's it going to take to get them back together? They do the little stuff, of course. There's Viva Variety. There's all the variations of it. But do they talk about getting the old crew, the whole thing, an official State reunion? We're going to hit on that just a little bit as well. But of course, we're mostly talking Season 3 of Party Down, out now on Stars. It's Kyle Meredith with Ken Marino.
Starting right now.
This new season of Party Down, I really mean this. I have not laughed this hard in years. It's one of the funniest things I've seen.
Oh my gosh, that's great to hear. I haven't seen anything except the episode I directed, so that makes me feel really nice. I'm going to go home feeling great. I appreciate that.
So, what was it like? What's it like getting back into the mindset of a character like Ron?
I feel like Ron has never fully left me. He's always been sitting in the back of my head waiting to come out again, much like when a serial killer takes a little time off. It was great. We've been trying to get something going for a number of years, and we kept hitting these dead ends. And then finally, you know, Stars came and said, hey, let's do these episodes. And it was just exciting news. And so to get to do Ron again was, you know, as cliche as it sounds, a gift. It was great.
Even with the hair, I mean, you've got to grow your hair back out, but the haircut that comes along with it, is that also a gift?
There's something, you know what? I like cutting my hair short from time to time, especially when I'm getting paid to do it. And so, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but in my work, in the work that I've done in different shows, I like to do different hairstyles. That's fun for me.
Right.
And so, yeah, I didn't mind doing Ron's haircut again. I mean, you know, it's styled in such a way for Ron. When I'm not Ron, I can, you know, push it over a little bit, do something. It's not too far off from like your haircut, you know, I mean,
right.
Well, maybe a little tighter on the side, but then you push it over, you know,
that's what you do. Goes the
you
other way.
You could do a Ron cut if you wanted to, but like just now, you could just fake a Ron thing.
That's you probably know what
I mean?
It.
You wear it off.
But I'm not getting paid for it. And that's the big difference. Like my
I'm
wife
willing
wouldn't
to
yeah,
pay
right.
you for it. That's what I'm getting at. I will pay you top dollar.
I'm in my 40s now and I will do anything for money. I've learned that. So that's
all right.
And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Ken Marino. It's interesting though, seeing everyone, you know, 10 years later, whatever it's been, because there's still so much desperation. And of course, I think that's what makes these characters is that desperation, but coming back, I mean, and I don't know the conversation you all had, but like, is there, I don't know, do you talk about character growth or anything like that? Or do you just go right back to what we remember?
I think that there's a balance, right? You want to show some progress or you want to kind of at least think about like, what was this guy or gal doing the last 10 years? But for me, when I did kind of dive into that, I thought that Ron is the type of guy who is, you know, very, very you know, his goals are very singular. You know, he wants to own a business and, you know, he wants to kind of, get into the ownership class. Right. And so that's never changed for him from when we first meet him until now. So what's happened the last 10 years? Well, he probably took like one or two steps forward and 22 steps back and a bunch of bad things has, you know, happened to him. But, you know, with Ron's mentality, he constantly pushes forward. He never stops believing. And so, you know, he probably doubled down and tripled down and quadrupled down on what his, you know, his determination, during this time that we haven't seen him. And so, you know, he's older, but his goals remain the same, you know what I mean? And his drive and his passion are probably goosed a little bit more because he can hear Father Time ticking away, you know?
Yeah. That's one of the reasons why we love him. I mean, for all the blunders, you just love the belief that that man has, or at least I do anyway.
That's, well, I appreciate that. That is, you know, certainly the goal for, you know, kind of the balance that we're trying to capture with Ron, which is, yeah. You know, he's, you know, a maniac and puts his foot in his mouth and he's a jerk sometimes, but like you see where it's all coming from and it's coming from, as distorted as it is, a good place.
Yeah.
You got a big heart.
Right. And let me say, your physical comedy is so good time Thanks. And time again. When did that come for you? I mean, is that something you practice at or, you know, is that sort of in there?
I mean, thank you. I appreciate that. I you know, I mean, it goes back to the state days and maybe even before that of the type of comedians I liked when I was growing up as a kid. But I've always enjoyed physical comedy. I always think that if you can somehow layer that into a scene in a organic, real way, it just it gives it a little extra something. And you know, so it goes back to the state and, you know, we did a lot of sketches and a lot of different characters and a lot of, you know, a lot of that stuff was big and broad, or certainly what I brought to that group. I liked to do bigger physical things, visual things. And so that style of acting, or that part of it, is always something that's in my DNA for some reason.
Yeah, seeing you guys with the Viva Variety thing, I mean, for us fans, anytime seeing you guys together, it always brings it up. Are they going to do more? Are you going to do more?
Look, you know, that group is a big group. You know, those are my brothers and sister, and you know, I love them dearly. And if we get to do something else, that'd be great. But I mean, the truth is we've been doing stuff in smaller incarnations throughout the years. So, you know, it's been happening. It just hasn't been called the state. It just hasn't been called the state. And I hope one day we just do a pure state project again. You know, everybody's got, there's a lot of people in that group. And so it's just hard to corral everybody together.
Well, in the meantime, I'd love seeing this one. And you, as you mentioned, you directed the Luol episode.
Which
must have been like, to switch hats like that. Is that easy for you?
I enjoy it. I thoroughly enjoy it. You know, it becomes a big blur because just the way I like to direct, and especially when I'm in something, is to just keep moving around, and like kind of, you know, just keep trying to generate as much material as possible, and to get the best stuff on film or video. And so it feels like a big blur to me now, I'm not intimidated or overwhelmed by directing something that I'm in. I actually, encourage it and want it. I want to experience that.
Well, again, this has been so much fun watching this. I hope to God there are more seasons that come after this too.
From your lips to, whoever's ears.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
From your lips to stars' ears.
Stars' ears, I'll take that. Sir, it has been an absolute pleasure.
Pleasure's been mine. Thank you.
And my thanks, Ken Marino. Season 3 of Party Down is out now on Stars. And thanks to you again for checking out the episode. Hit that subscribe button before you get out of here. You like actors, comedians, musicians. We got them all on here. You get you subscribe, you get 3 brand new interviews every week. New one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So you can keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify and Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And then after that, head over to WFPK.org. It's a great place. It's where I'm hanging every day. In fact, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern every weekday. That's where I do a show with song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all 3 of them. The address is at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Consequence Podcast Network.